Good afternoon. And Happy New Year. We're a few days away from the New Year. And for many of us, this is time to set goals and New Year's resolutions. We set our minds to accomplish personal tasks, such as getting out of debt, lose weight again, spend more time with family, stop smoking, or find a better job, you know, a job that pays more but work less.
我们也许想要制定一个自己的计划, 就像是, 要把对我们的债还清, 也许可能, 更, 进一步的减肥, 也许有时间, 跟家人在一起, 不要这个抽烟, 也许我们能, 找到一个, 工作轻松点但是挣钱更多的工作。
Have you set New Year's resolutions yet?
那么你们是不是新年的计划已经制定了?
For many of us, we give up on our new diet by the end of January.
不过对, 我们大部分来说, 我们所立的大部分, 我们到1月已经放弃了。
By the time Valentine's Day rolls around, we have no problem eating chocolate.
在这个情人节的时候, 我们已经在吃巧克力。
For the people who are more resolute or maybe stubborn, our New Year's resolution will last until maybe April or May.
也许有些, 意志坚强的可以忍到这个,
But, you know, our plans are never foolproof. Even the best laid out plans fail.
但你知道就是即使对最敬业的计划也不是万无一失的。
No matter how detailed a planner you are, no matter how resolute you are, there are things outside of control that cause plans to fail.
不管是你的计划是多么的周密, 也不管是你是多么坚定的, 我们的计划常常会失败。
Or plans to get out of debt may be working initially when we start spending less on clothing, less on entertainment.
那么我们, 如果想要, 还清我们的债, 那我们想, 就是少买点衣服, 少看点电影之类的, 也许开始, 开始他会工作。
But then it could be set back by unexpected medical bills or the loss of a job.
但是假如说有一天突然有一个, 医疗上的账单, 或者说一个工作上, 失去工作, 那么这一切都会改变。
So our plans are not always fulfilled.
所以我们的计划总, 不是总是都会实现的。
Aside from personal plans, we know that businesses, corporations, and churches, we set plans and goals every year.
除了个人的计划, 我们知道, 每个公司, 他们都有年度的, 计划, 都有这个年度的, 目标。
I remember back in the days when companies used to send their stockholders this thick book every year in the mail.
我记得以前这个, 公司呢, 在这个, 每年都要把他们的这个, 对他们的股, 股东, 用一个, 每年发一个信封, 这个告诉他们这个, 他们的一年计划。
If you read through the whole thing, lays out the plans they have, what kind of resources they have to accomplish these plans, and how they set them. Who's going to do these things?
如果你打开这个, 读到那个, 每一个细节, 你就会看到, 他会说谁会做这些东西, 怎么做, 等等。
Of course, I never had the aptitude or the patience to read through and flip through all the pages.
不过我从来没有这个耐心, 也没有这个, 这个企业的经验, 来读这些东西。
But if I was to really invest in company, I would want to know what their plans are.
不过我如果真的要到一个公司去投资, 我会, 我会, 我想知道他们的计划。
What are the product lines?
那么他,
what are the services?
他们的, 这个产品, 他们的服务如何等等。
Nevertheless, at the end of every document, they always have a line similar to this. Stock price performance shown in historical data may not necessarily be indicative of future performance.
那不管怎么说呢, 每个文件上都有一行相同的字, 那就是说, 这个股票的这个价值呢的表现啊，仅仅是依赖于这个历史啊以前的，而不代表这个将来发生。
The truth is that no matter how much effort we put into planning, whether personally or corporately or as a church, nothing is for certain.
啊，那么事实就是不管啊这个计划是怎么样啊，不管是个人的还是公司的还是一家教会。没有一个计划都是完全的。
So Lynn, how should we plan?
那我们应当怎样的谋算？
The section of scripture that we just read, it gives us one command about planning.
在我们刚刚读的这段经文里头，那么有一个这个命令。
Out of the 9 verses, it's one command, and that's in verse 3.
那么在这个九节经文里头，有一个命令，这个命令就是来自于这个。
Says, commit your work to the Lord.
那么这个就是我们要把我们的这个计划要交托给耶和华。
The promise is that if we commit our plans to the Lord, our plans will be established. Our work to the Lord, our plans will be established.
那如果说我们把这个我们所做的交托给耶和华，那我们所想的就必成立。
This is a promise that we want to hold on to because when we plan to succeed. We don't plan to fail.
这个计划呢，这个应许是我们应当去坚持的，因为这个不会失败。
The rest of the verses in this section, from verses 1 through verse 9, are observations.
那么剩下的几节经文，那只是一些事实的这个描述。
It's observations about the perfections of God, especially His moral perfections and His power.
他们描述了神的这个公义，也描述了人他们的软弱和这个邪恶。
Right. God's perfections morally and in power against men's moral failures and man's weakness.
那么神在这个道德方面和这个能力方面的完美对相对于人在这方面的软弱。
It is the weakness of man in your moral nature and in your power that causes our plans to fail.
那么也正是我们在这个道德力量方面的软弱使我们的计划失败。
And it is the infinite perfections of God in His holiness and His sovereign control that His plans of justice and of judgment will prevail.
那么同样的，也正是神由于他的圣洁及他无所不知、无所不能的主权，所显出他的完美无瑕，使他的计划能够得以成功。
To understand why our plans fail, we must first understand that God is perfect in His purity, in His justice.
如果我们要明白为什么神的计划，为什么我们的计划会失败，我们必须明白神。由于他的清洁，他的完美。
The idea is that God is just.
那么神是公正公义。
And this is contrasted to our hearts, which are wicked.
那相比来之下，我们每个人的心都是邪恶的。
Verse 1 and verse 9 frame this section.
第一到第九节是给这段经文打了一个框架。
The verse 1 and verse 9, they talk about the same thing. The plans of the heart belong to man. That's why it says in verse 1.
那么第一节和第九节实际上是讲同一件事，是心中的谋算在乎人。
And verse 9 says, the heart of man plans its ways.
那么第九节也说人心筹算自己道路。
There's a contrast here in verse 1, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord.
那么有一个对比，在第一节就说舌头的应付对由于耶和华。
Likewise in verse 9, but the Lord establishes His steps.
那第九节就说为耶和华指引他的脚步。
So first we see the contrast in the justice of God versus the hearts of man.
所以我们看到这个对比，就是一个是人心的谋算，一个是这个神的计划。
What does the Bible say about our hearts?
那么圣经里头是怎么描述我们人心呢？
Flip over to Jeremiah chapter 17.
那么我们打开圣经到耶利米书十七章，第九节。
Chapter 17 verse 9.
十七章第九节。
The heart is deceitful above all else. It is desperately sick. Who can understand it?
人心比万物都诡诈, 坏到极处, 谁能识透呢?
This is the problem with our hearts, that our hearts are sick. Our hearts are wicked.
这就是我们内心的问题, 那我们的心都是诡诈, 都是坏到极处。
Look at the response in verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds.
那我们可以看看这个第十节说, 怎么我们心里怎么反应。
Yeah, the Lord will judge our hearts. He knows our hearts. He knows how wicked and deceitful it is. We can't understand our hearts, but the Lord will judge.
我们虽然对自己的心中的诡诈不一定有多深的认识，但是我们的神他会审判。So
go back to Proverbs 16.
那我们再回到这个 箴言书 16章。
This is the address. This is the problems here now addressed in Proverbs 16:2. All the ways of a man appear in his own eyes.
那么人的问题，我们就看到这个第二节。人一些所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁。So
every time we do something, we think it's the right thing to do.
不管是我们做什么，我们都觉得自己是做的是正确的。We
think it's profitable for us to do this thing, otherwise we wouldn't do it.
我们认为我们做着没什么不妥，不然的话我们就不会这样做。
And then the second half of the verse is, but the Lord weighs the spirit.
那么第二节的后半部说，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
This is something very common. Have you ever justified doing something wrong?
这其实是一件常常发生的事情。 如果你是不是会做错的时候为自己辩解?
Have you said, okay, I know this is wrong, but this is how I'm going to justify doing it in my heart?
那你有没有对自己说过，这件事我知道不对，但是呢，我却有理由做。
Go back a few chapters to Proverbs chapter 7.
我们翻到这个箴言书前面的几页到第七章。
There's an interesting observation starting verse 6.
从第六节开始，那有一些描述。
For at the window of my house, I looked out through my lattice, and I've seen among the simple, I perceived among the youth, a young man lacking sense.
我曾在我房屋的窗户内，从我窗棂之间往外观看，见愚蒙人内少年人中。
So you can imagine like maybe an elderly person, he's looking out his window, he's seeing senseless, a young man who's senseless, without sense, without direction.
那你可以想象有一个老年人从窗户往外看，看到一位年轻人，他愚昧无知。
What does this senseless man do?
那么这个无知的人他做了什么事呢?
Verse 8, passing along the street near her corner, taking the road to her house in the twilight in the evening, at a time of night and darkness.
那么第八节告诉我们，从街上经过，走进淫妇的港口，通往巷口，直往通他家的路去。 在黄昏，在晚上，在或半夜或黑暗之中，
we see a man here who may be attracted to a woman who is married to someone else.
这里我们看到一个年轻人，这个女的可能已经结婚，跟其他人结婚，他被他吸引。
You know by the jump down to verse 21.
你知道，在这个。
Jump to 21.
我们到看21节。
At the end of the story, with much seductive speech, she persuades him. With her smooth talk, she compels him. All at once, he follows her, as the ox goes to slaughter, or as a stag is caught fast, till an arrow pierces his liver, as a bird rushes into his snare. He does not know that it will cost him his life.
用献媚的嘴逼他通行，少年人立刻跟随他，好像牛往宰杀之地，又像愚昧人戴锁链去受刑罚，直到箭穿他的肝，如同雀鸟击入网络，却不知自己比上他自丧己命。
So in these verses, we see the result of this man's sin.
所以从这里我们看到，就是由于这个人犯罪，他的结果是如何。
Now suppose you're an old man. You see the young, senseless person walk in the dark alleyway.
假如你是一个老年人，你看到这个无知的年轻人在黄昏或者黑暗之中行走。
You stop him. You say, "Well, what you're doing is wrong."
你会把他叫下来说，你做的不对。
What do you think he might say?
你想象他会对你说什么？
He might say, "Why is it wrong to walk in the alleyway? I'm just taking a shortcut from work. This is the right thing to do. There's nothing wrong with it."
你可能听到他说，我呢只是下班后在这里行走，这里有条洁净的路，我就走过去。
Is there anything illegal about walking in the streets?
那么谁在街上行走有罪吗？难道？
See, this young senseless man has justified in his heart what he desired to, the sin that he desired to do.
所以这个年轻人呢，他会为他的行为来辩解。
His heart is wicked, just like all of our hearts.
他的心里是邪恶的，正像我们每个人一样。
We know what is right and what is wrong, and we justify doing what is wrong.
我们虽然知道什么是正确的，什么是错的，但是呢，我们却为自己的错误的行为辩护。However,
ultimately, God knows the intentions of our hearts, just like He knows the intentions of this senseless man's heart.
但是呢，在神却知道我们的这个想法，他知道我们就是我们的行为会带来实实在在的罪。God
weighs our spirits.
那么神衡量我们的心。It's
easy to justify our plans.
那么如果我们想要改变我们的计划，那么很容易。But
wouldn't you know that God sees right through our hearts?
但是你知道，只有神看清我们的心。Nothing
is hidden from God.
那么没有什么能够神不知道的。He
sees our most intimate thoughts.
他看到我们内心深处的想法。He
knows our motivations.
他知道我们的想法。He
knows our desires and where they come from.
他知道我们的想法从哪里来。Suppose
you offered a promotion at work.
如果你的上司告诉你你将会被提拔。Would
you take it?
那么你会接受吗?
What is your motivation?
那么你接受的这个想法从哪里来?
Is this promotion a blessing from God?
那么这个提升是不是神给你的祝福呢?
What kind of considerations do you take to see if this is from God or this is a temptation?
那么什么标准让你知道这是来自于神还是来自于世界上的诱惑?
Do you chase after this promotion because of pride that people will look up to you now that you're the boss?
那么你是不是由于你的骄傲，你的自尊，你想去得到这份提升吗?
If this new promotion takes you away from family,
那么是不是这个提升会把你从这个家庭的占你很多家庭的这个时间？If
it takes you time so you can no longer serve in the church.
那么也许你会因此而找不到时间，更多时间来在教会里侍奉。Do
you justify in your heart that, well, I can tithe more now?
你会不会因为说，你会不会辩解说，我这样我可以给教会奉献的更多呢？
I don't know. Maybe the promotion is a blessing from God or maybe a temptation.
我也不清楚，也许这是神的祝福，也许这是来自于。
But as we make the decision, we need to know that nothing is hidden from God's sight.
但是不管我们决定如何，神知道内心的想法。God
is just.
神是公义的。
And He judges our hearts.
那么他对我们的心审判。
To understand why our plans fail, we must also understand that God is not just, but He is powerful.
如果要明白为什么我们的计划有时候会失败，我们需要知道，那么神，由于他的纯洁，他是完美的，而我们却不是。Go
back to Proverbs 16:4.
那我们再回到箴言书16章，我们看第四节。
The Lord has made everything for its purpose.
那么神呢,造一切,
this is something that none of us can say for ourselves.
这个是我们每个人都要意识到。
Only God is powerful in such a way that He can create things, He can orchestrate things for His purpose.
只有神,那么用他的能力,他有所有事情都有他的计划。
This verse makes it clear that God is in control.
那么这段经文清楚地告诉我们神在控制着。
Everything is made by God for a purpose.
那么每万事都是为神的计划而。
So now, because God is just and powerful, His plans of justice will prevail.
因为神是公义的,祂是有能力的,所以祂的计划总会成功。
Justice is the idea that there is right and there is wrong.
公正是有关错和对的。
God is just and that He always does right.
神是公正的,所以呢,他总是对。
He is a just God, but He knows right from wrong. But judgment is the idea that justice will be carried out.
那么神知道什么是错的,是对的,他的审判也就是这公正得到实施。
So with judgment, God has the power to carry out and to judge you when you do wrong and to reward you when you do right.
那么神就用他的审判来实施,就是你在做事情的对还是错。
So in verses 4 and 5, we see what happens to people who rebel against God, who are wicked.
那我们这里从看第四节和第五节,那么神对那些邪恶的人的审判。
And then in verse 6 and 7, we see God's actions toward those who are right.
那么第六节和第七节就谈到如果对一个正直的人神是怎么对待。So
we see that one of the things that God hates is the what the, of all the things that wicked does, one of the things that God really hates is the proud person.
这里我们看到神在神眼中所憎恶的是骄傲的人。
Why does God single out the proud person?
那么这里为什么神特别要强调这一类人呢?
The proud person has a problem that he thinks he's in control of everything.
那骄傲的人呢,是这样,他认为他们自己可以控制一切。
He thinks he's strong enough.
那么他觉得他自己很强壮。
He thinks he's good enough.
他觉得自己很足够好。
He, in essence, by being proud, rejects God. He doesn't think he needs God.
那么由于他认为他自己是好的,所以他不认为他需要神。
This is how the Bible describes the fall of Satan.
那么这个是跟这个圣经里头描述这个撒旦的堕落很相像。In
Isaiah chapter 14, we see Isaiah describing the fall of Satan very similar to the way he describes the fall of the king of Babylon.
那么在这个以赛亚书十四章里头就描述了这个撒旦的堕落,那么这跟这个巴比伦王的这个堕落很相像。Let
me read this part for you.
那么我会给大家读。How
you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn. How you are cut down to the ground, you who laid the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heaven. Above the stars of God, I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to Sheol, to the far reaches of the pit.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十五节，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？ 你这败裂国的何竟被砍倒在地？你心里曾说：“我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神众星以上；我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处；我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。” 然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
You see, Satan was an angel. He was created very beautifully.
所以你看到那撒旦呢，他是一个一开始被神创造很美丽的一个天使。
But yet, when pride takes in his heart, he says he wants to make himself God.
可是当我们看到骄傲进入他的心的时候，他想把自己等同于神。He's
rejecting God as God and saying, I am God.
他不要神做他的神，他说我是只是神。This
is the very essence of pride.
那么这就是骄傲的这个。And
this is why everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished.
那么这也就是骄傲的人，在神眼里就是憎恨，他就是一定要被审判。Now,
God will also reward the righteous.
那么神也会对这个公义的人进行奖赏。Verse 6,
by steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord, one turns from evil.
那么我们这里看第六，第七、第八节，人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，应该是第七节。第六节，第七节。第六节，OK，因怜悯诚实，罪孽得赎，敬畏耶和华的远离恶事。
And then yeah, so and also verse 7, when man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him.
那么第七节，人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华也是他的仇敌。Remember
at the beginning we said that all the hearts are sinful, or hearts are wicked.
你还记得我一开始就说，所有人的心都是邪恶的。But
we know that God is faithful to us.
但是我们知道神对我们是信实的。And
Jesus on the cross displayed a loving kindness towards us.
那我们的主耶稣在十字架上已经给我们显明他的对我们的爱。Only
through his mercy, his loving kindness, can we be right with God. Can we do what is right with God, to God.
那我们只有靠主耶稣的怜悯，靠他的爱，我们才能够做出。So
by steadfast love and faithfulness, God has mercy on us.
因着怜悯和诚实。
And because of the mercy, we now act out of steadfast love and faithfulness toward God.
因为我们得到这个怜悯，所以我们能够诚实的。And
all this starts with the fear of the Lord.
这些都是以敬畏耶和华作为开始。The
fear of the Lord is the opposite of the pride.
那么敬畏耶和华就是我们骄傲的另外一个。And
so shaking your fist at God, saying we don't need God.
那么我们不再说，我们对神说我们不需要你。We
fall on our knees and we say we need you.
那我们是要谦卑的跪拜下来。We
can do nothing apart from God.
我们离开了神，我们什么都不能做。This
is how we turn away from evil.
那这也是我们怎么能够远离邪恶。
I think verse 7 talks about the extent of God's blessing to the someone who turns away from evil.
那么第七章呢，第七节，这里神把他的祝福往远处伸了一下。Even
to the extent that enemies who are fighting has peace with you.
那么神把他的祝福延伸到耶和华让
Now we know the man who. Now we said because God is just and powerful, his plans of justice will be carried out in his judgments.
那我们知道神是公义的，是有能力的，那么所以他的计划就会通过他的审判。
God is superior to man in his moral justice and superior to man in his power. Therefore, his judgments, not man's plans, would come to pass.
因为神在这个道德上，和在能力上都比人更高于，所以呢，他的计划是。So
then let's come back to the question. How do we commit our ways to the work to the Lord?
那我们再回到那个问题。 我们怎么把我们所做的交给耶和华。
Verse 8 gives us an interesting answer.
那么第八节这里有一个很有趣的答案。
It says, better a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice.
这里说多有财力行事不义不如少有财力行事公义。
The means and the ends of our plans should be righteousness.
我们做计划的这个结果和方法都要有正义有公义。
There's nothing wrong with revenues or wealth.
财富对我们来说并不是件坏事。
But that's not the plans we ought to lay.
但是这却不是我们唯一所要依赖。
The goal that we need to lay is righteousness.
我们最后的目标是要有公义。
Unfortunately for us, language confuses the two.
不幸的是，这个所有的语言都在这个字面上给我们造成混乱。
Often we confuse blessings with wealth.
我们常常为这个祝福和这个财富两个字用在一起。
We say the same thing in Chinese, right? In English, also fortune, does that mean blessing? Does that mean wealthy?
那么在英文里头说是祝福和这个fortune.
So the languages are confuse the two words. But we need to keep it separate. Our goal should not be wealth, but should be righteousness.
我们应当是把它分开，我们的目标不应当是财富，而应该是公义。
That's our true blessing.
这才是真正的祝福。
If our goals are not what God desires, we have not committed our plans to the Lord.
如果我们的目标不是神所喜悦的，那我们就没有把这个计划给耶和华。
How many times have you made a decision? Such as, where should I go to college? Who should I marry? Or who should I take a job? Should I buy this house?
有多少次我们需要做一个计划，比如说你，我们应该上大学，我们跟谁结婚，或者说我应当不应当就是接受这份工作，或者是在。 应当不应该买这个新房子？
Yeah. So we make the decision.
我们做决定。
And then we say to God, God, will you bless this decision?
那么我们做了决定，然后我们跟神说，求你祝福我们。
And we say this is committing our ways to God.
我们认为这是交托给耶和华。
But that's not really committing our ways to God. We already made our decision.
不过这个不算是交托给耶和华，因为我们已经自己做了决定。
Yeah, that's just asking God for a blessing for Him to fulfill our plans.
这只是要求耶和华来完成我们所要的。
For example, when we consider if we should take a job or not.
我们举个例子，当我们面临的要不要去接受一份工作的时候。
What should we consider? Should we consider how this job affects the spiritual life of my family members? Does it take time away from my God-given responsibility to parent my children? If this job requires moving, is there a church in a new location nearby that I could attend and grow spiritually?
如果这个工作需要搬家的话，那么是不是有一家教会，我经常去的这个教会，在那里能找到一家适合我？
Is the work required for this job merely legal, or is it really ethical to do?
那这个工作是不是符合道德的规范，还是仅仅的合法而已？
How would this job affect my service in terms of time and commitment to the Lord?
那么这个工作对于我对神的侍奉是有什么影响呢？
Too often, these questions are put to the side when we think about what kind of job we should take. The main questions that we usually think about is how much does it pay and what does it do for my career?
If we have
not committed or planning or decision making process to the Lord, how can we say that we committed the plans or works to the Lord by simply asking God to bless our plans after we made the decisions? God is not a cosmic Santa Claus that gives you what you want. He's not serving you. You're serving God. God wants to bless our plans.
要我们在他身上有计划。
He wants us to be prosperous, but not to do our own thing.
他想让我们有成功，但是呢，不是我们以我们自己的方法。
He wants us to be prosperous in His ways.
他想要我们用他的方法来强盛。
With His ends in mind.
那么用他的方法，用他的这个心，用他的办法。Just
as it work, you do the same thing for college or any other decision.
那也就像我们如果要选择上哪所学校。
For those of you who are applying for college, it's going to take you at least 4 years to finish, maybe more.
那我们知道这个上大学，我们至少需要四年，也许会更多的。
And it's going to cost quite a bit of money for you and for your parents.
那么对你或者对你家里会花很多钱。
How do you choose what college to go to?
那你怎么什么影响你会选择一个学校呢？
Is it because of prestige?
是不是因为这是个名校？
Is it because of scholarship you receive?
那是不是他提供奖学金？
Is it the ranking you receive from Princeton Review?
是不是因为普林斯顿那个他的这个学校排名？
Or is it reputation as a party school and that's where you want to go?
也许是因为这个是个聚会的学校，你愿意去呢？
How can you commit your college life, this 4 years or more, to God?
那么你在这四年的学习，你怎么把你的生命交给神呢？
That's something you need to deal with.
这是一些实际的问题。
I had a friend in high school.
那我有一个朋友，从高中起就是认识。
As long as I've known him since we were kids, he wanted to go to Princeton to study math.
从小我认识的时候，他就想到普林斯顿去学数学。
That was his goal all his life.
这是他一生的目标。When
he got admitted, he turned it down.
不过他被普林斯顿接受的时候，他拒绝了。
Rather than going there, he chose to stay at home because his girlfriend was going high school.
那么他呢，拒绝是因为他的女朋友在当地，所以他不愿意离开他。Sadly,
they ended up breaking up anyways.
不过不幸的是，他们最后还是。And
he dropped out of college.
那么他也没有完成大学。He
eventually went back, but for a few years he had dropped out.
他几年之后，他最后还是进了大学，但是呢，他没有完成学业。He
did that because of a relationship.
他是因为他和这个女孩子关系而做这样。It's
not something I would recommend that people do.
这个是我不建议大家去做的。But
think about our relationship with God.
不过你想想我们跟神的关系。How
much more should that relationship weigh into this decision about where do I go for college?
那么这个关系，我们应当放多少分量，当我们决定去上哪所大学。Do
you really commit your life to the Lord if all your decision making process puts God at the very end?
那么你在做决定的时候，你是把自己放在耶和华手上。Do
you consider what college you go to based on the philosophy of the college?
你可以有很多时候你是由于这个学校的原则而决定。
Do you consider whether attending one college may strengthen your faith, which another may challenge your faith in where you're not ready?
那么你是不是因为这个会增加你的信心？
How do you commit your plans to the Lord?
那你对神是怎么
I challenge you to commit it while you're making your decision, as you make your decision. Don't make the choice and then simply ask God to bless your choice. Also, finally, to commit our ways to the Lord, we need to examine our hearts.
那么最后呢, 如果我们要交托给耶和华, 我们就要,
James, we read earlier that our heart is wicked. We need to know we can't trust our own hearts.
我们一开始就读到说, 我们不能相信自己的心思,
but James gives us a good help here.
不过雅各,
go to James chapter 1.
那我们翻到雅各书第一章。
So if we can't trust our hearts, what can we trust?
如果说我们自己的心里不能相信的话, 那我们应当相信什么呢?
How can we know that our thoughts are not deceiving ourselves?
我们怎么知道我们的心里所想的不是在欺骗我们呢?
And we're not making excuses.
那我们没有这个为自己做各种的理由辩解呢?
James compares the Bible to a mirror.
雅各呢, 用圣经作为一面镜子。
Let's go start verse 23. For if anyone is to hear the word and not do it, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away at once, forgets what he's like.
1章23, 22节。 雅各书，只要你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己，因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面孔。
But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
唯有详细查看那全被使人自由律法的。
You see, when we read God's word, we can discern right from wrong.
如果我们读神的话,
when we read God's word, we can see how God weighs our hearts or spirit.
那么如果我们, 读神的话, 我们就知道神衡量我们的心。
God's standards of justice are revealed to us here.
那么神的这标准是这个公正的,
and it's like a mirror. When we look in the mirror, we can see how we need to fix our hair, how we're going to fix different parts of our face.
就像一面镜子, 那我们在镜子面前, 我们可以看到我们怎么把我们的头发梳直, 我们怎么把我们身体的一些部分,
Likewise, when we make our plans, we need to look in the mirror. What are we lacking? What are we doing wrong?
那么同样的, 我们制定计划的时候, 我们问, 我们是不是,
of course, it does no good if you just look in the mirror and walk away. This is what James is talking about.
当然呢, 你不是说看了镜子马上就走开, 这正好是这个, 雅各在他的, 这里所描述的。
When the Bible speaks to us, it tells us of our failings. Where are we not following God? Where are we not righteous?
当圣经跟我们读圣经，圣经跟我们讲话的时候，他告诉我们在哪里我们失败，我们应该在哪里更应该多努力。
For plans to be successful by God's standards, we must listen and do the word of God.
在用神的这个神的准则所定义的成功，我们的计划，我们需要用神的话语。So
now let's go back with a closing. I want to close with a story that we all knew growing up as kids.
我如果结束的要结束，我就回到那个一开始那个故事。
All of us as kids had learned about the story of Joshua and the wall of Jericho.
那我们知道这个圣经里的故事，这个约书亚和这个耶利哥的故事。
God is giving Jericho into the hands of Israel.
神把耶利哥也已经交给以色列人。
All the kids out there, do you remember what what God told Joshua to do?
所有的孩子们，你们记得这个神叫约书亚是怎么做呢？
What did God tell him to do?
那么神是怎么吩咐这个以色列人？
Anyone remember?
有没有记得？
Did he say to set the wall on fire?
他是不是说在这个墙上放火？
You know, when we commit a way to the Lord, we follow His plans, no matter how silly it sounds.
如果我们遵循神的计划，那我们就会就会按照他所吩咐的。
God didn't give Joshua some grand military strategy. He said to go walk around the wall.
那么神没有给约书亚一个看着是很有这个军事头脑的一个计划，他只是叫他们绕着城走。
For him.To commit his ways to the Lord is to walk around the wall.
那么对加士瓦，对约书亚，他要所做的就是按照神所吩咐的。
And trust that God would give him the city.
就是相信神会把这个城市给他们。
We need to do the same thing. We need to commit our ways to the Lord. Do what He says, even when it doesn't seem to make sense.
那么我们对神的反应也是如此。
The one thing you will ask me then is.Well, if that's the case, does God give me specifics on what I ought to do?
那么我们会问自己，那么神是不是给了我一个具体的？
Am I waiting for a word from heaven to tell me to walk around the wall?
那我是不是在是在等待天上的这个给我的还是告诉我什么事？
Yeah. How do I know what I ought to do?
那我怎么知道就是我所应当做的？
For example, if I was, should I marry this girl?
一个问题也许就是我是不是应当跟这个女孩结婚？
Should I look for a sign in the sky with her name on it?
那我是不是要等一个从天上掉下来的一个记号说她的名字在上面？
It's kind of unfair that God gave very specific instructions to Joshua.
那其实就是如果要求神给一个具体的这个做法，实际上是不公平的。
When it's not that clear to us at times.
那么很多时候对我们来说是不是很明显的。
I think the question of what should I do is troublesome for some of us.
那对很多人来说，我们应当做什么，实际上有时候是困惑。
We want to know what God's plans for our lives are.
我们想知道神对我们的计划，每个人计划是如何。
But remember the beginning of Joshua. What did God tell Joshua to do? Go to Joshua chapter 1.
那么我们打开圣经约书亚第一章，我们看神是怎么告诉约书亚。
Go to verse 8.This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate it on day and night, so you may be careful to do all according to all that's written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
那么第一章第八节说，这律法如不可离开你的口。总要昼夜思想，好似你谨守遵行这书上所记的一切话，如此你的道路可以行平，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Yes, God gave very specific instructions for Joshua when he came to Jericho.
是的，当这个在耶利哥城的时候，神确实给了约书亚一个具体的指令。
But the reason that Joshua was successful is here, right? This is if you keep the words of the book of the law, if you keep the words in the Bible, what I've given you, then you will be successful.
可是约书亚成功的原因确实在这里，这说如果遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此。你的道路就可以行通。
Too often we want God to tell us the future.
我们太多的时候，我们想让神告诉我们。
What is His plans for specific plans for our lives?
那他对我们具体的计划。
What major should I be? What should I do for my major? What job should I take?
那么我学习应当学习什么专业，什么样的工作是应当是我所要的。
At the same time, we don't obey what God has already written to us in the Bible.
同时呢，我们却不重视在圣经上神已经告诉我们。
The reason Joshua is successful and the reason that we can be successful is based on what's already given to us.
那么约书亚他能够成功，我们能够成功。
If we do the things the Bible tells us to do, then we commit our work to the Lord.
我们遵行圣经里头的教导，这样我们就把自己交给神。
We will know that God will judge our hearts and our plans.
我们知道神会判断审判我们的计划。
And then we can let God establish our steps.
那我们知道神也帮我们建立我们。
In his ways, in his power, he will make us successful.
用他的方法，他让我们成功。